Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Play ball. 18 hours. I'm sorry, 18 innings later.
Probably felt like 18 hours.
Wow. But that was so long ago, that World Series game, because they played again last night, and guess what? The Blue Jays tied it up.
Ooh.
They's for real.
Man.
It's 2-2. Game 5 is tonight, 8 p.m. That is the World Series in which the Dodgers and the Blue Jays are engaged in. And speaking of which, kind of an interesting little record going on beyond the 18-inning game they played the other night. By the way, did I mention it's 6:08 in your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes?
You did now.
Did I mention it's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy?
You did now.
Did I mention it's a happy hump day, Trump Day?
Woo!
Yep, I did now.
You did now.
Hey, Brad Paisley, country star, if he is singing the national anthem, you want to call the babysitter and say, we're going to be late. We are going to be late.
That's funny.
Yeah. Listen to this. He's the one who sang the Star-Spangled Banner ahead of Monday's 18-inning marathon Game 3 of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Something that would be notable even if he had only done it once, right? You could always say, hey, I'm the guy
who
sang for that game.
Yep.
However, unbelievably, Monday's performance marked the second time Paisley has sung the anthem before a World Series game that lasted 18 innings. This is the record that was tied. He was the singer for the other game.
What are the odds of that? Seriously. I mean, we talk about you betting on anything. What are the odds of that happening?
Yeah. I mean, they're both the longest games in World Series history. And, you know, it goes back much, much further than the Super Bowl. You know what I'm talking about? Way back. That's crazy. But wait. If that wasn't enough, Paisley also sang the anthem at an 11-inning World Series game, number 2 in 2017, and a 10-inning game in Game 1 last year.
Okay, that's just getting crazy.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
You know, mostly you're if you're going to put out the big bucks for a ticket to the World Series, you know, if you have your druthers, you look for who the you know, pitcher's going to be.
Right.
You know, who they starting, you know? But now you have to wonder, who's singing a national anthem?
Mm.
Is his name Brad Paisley? nope.
Yep. Rumor is that the Dodgers are actually trying to get the president to put a 15% tax, a tariff on every hit by the Toronto Blue Jays, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
Oh, because they're Canadian. Interesting. Yeah, well, better to be in Canada right now than in Jamaica.
Ooh.
My goodness, I feel for the people there. Mm-hmm. Tropical weather update brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. And Melissa is still at pretty powerful major hurricane at 115 mile an hour sustained winds headed straight toward Cuba. movement is speeding up now, northeast at 12 miles an hour. So, I mean, this thing tracked right across Jamaica. And, Greg, what do we hear? 500,000 people,
yeah,
half a million people?
Half a million people, no power.
That's about 20%, give or take, of the island's population.
Which,
I think.
You know, if you think about that, the fact that it was an island and hit by a storm like that, that's not bad.
No.
I mean, because you could expect the whole thing to be dark. I mean, just totally out.
So. To, you know, later today is when we'll see the, I'm sure, the damage done.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times buildings don't always look that bad. You're like, oh, that doesn't look that bad. But then you find out they're unstable and you can't inhabit them. It might as well be, you know, blown over, torn down, whatever. You'll have a lot of roofs missing and things like that. I know there were hospitals that were taken out.
Right.
In fact, so yeah, we'll hear more about that today. But definitely feeling for the people there as we get a little bit of some cooler,
I'm telling you,
weather coming to the area.
But you know, I think that's good leading into, you know, this Friday night and kids out and feeling like fall. I mean, because growing up in the Midwest, it could be warm at the end of October. It could be drizzly and rainy and yucky at the end of October.
True.
This is just perfect.
Yeah. I think it's going to turn out to be absolutely perfect. Yeah, because, you know, kids are usually wearing outfits, and, you know, you don't want to be too hot and sweaty. It's going to be perfect,
I think. Well, and the last week of the pumpkin patch, that wraps up Friday. So if you want your pumpkins for Thanksgiving, not just, you know, for your jack-o'-lanterns, it feels like fall for that, too, which is always nice.
And pick up some pumpkin bread. You can always stick that in the freezer and make that last, too. Always get extra.
We always do.
All right. Yeah. All right. So happy hump day, Trump day, as Trump now continues. He's in South Korea now, kind of doing his Asian world tour. He's going to meet with President Xi later on. And so far, everything has been going swimmingly well. You know, the Prime Minister of Japan couldn't be more welcoming to the president. When you see this guy and then juxtapose it to what we had in the previous administration and Joe Biden, it makes it even sadder now when they show any kind of any kind of video from Joe Biden.
Oh, just how bad he was.
Like when he was, was it, Normandy, where he was just kind of staring off. And then there was another thing at the Rose Garden where he's clearly, like, out of it, like staring off into nowhere. It's just...
It's sad.
Yeah, it really is. So now we've got a very active president.
For a guy his age, this is draining. I mean, doing these week-long tours and time zones. And I mean, it takes a lot out of a guy. It shows how hard he does work for us.
Well, and he keeps a blazing pace anyway. Normally, he doesn't get a lot of sleep. I'm sure he's getting less now. In fact, what is it, dinner time now, I guess? I didn't see the menu, but...
It's Asian.
I'm sure it's something good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it's all you can eat, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of food...
Yeah.
Five Guys fundraiser. That is going on this evening. 20% of sales will go to Wreaths Across America for Highland Memorial in Ocala. You know, Wreaths Across America that they've been doing for years now. This is only at the Five Guys restaurant on College Road, Southwest College Road, 2701 Southwest College Road.
A good burger.
But yeah, all of the sales between 5 and 9 p.m. this evening will go to Wreaths Across America, and it'll stay local. So bring the family for some great burgers and, and for a good cause.
Sounds good.
You got that going on. This also, we go into where it becomes the busy season we're getting into. All right. What else is going on? Well, you got Democrats whining while Trump is winning. I mean, isn't that really the theme?
Kind of every day,
Congressman Jamie Raskin, always find something to complain about regarding Trump.
Yeah.
Now he's all worried about blowing up drug boats.
Worried.
That's a lawless operation.
Yeah, drug boats are lawless. Yes, they are.
No, he's talking about the military strikes on the drug boats.
So he likes drug boats coming to America.
Yeah, he likes to see Americans dead, apparently, because the two are... very, very closely connected.
Yeah.
You can't have one without the other. Can't import tons of fentanyl and not have Americans dead. Can't have both.
So he doesn't want us to prevent that, then, is what it seems like he's saying. So.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought he was supposed to represent Americans and stuff. You know, keep us alive, that sort of thing.
Jamie Raskin?
Well, you'd think so.
Yeah. Never cared much for him personally.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Rascally Raskin?
Yeah, and that's being kind.
I usually try.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Trump is winning and so are we. It is 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and it is day 29 of the government shutdown. Still need, I think, five Democrats to think straight just for a little while and vote and open government back up. You got a clean CR, just government as usual, just keep things flowing so people don't go without their paychecks and their SNAP checks and all the other checks that should be going out. So it's pretty simple, it's pretty basic, but the Dems, I guess, in their own odd way, think somehow this is going to blow back worse on Republicans and Trump than it is on them. So far, they haven't been very good forecasting that. That's not what's going on.
Doesn't it seem like the longer it goes, it gets worse for them, kind of? Are you feeling that?
To me, yeah.
I mean,
well, I think that the Republicans made it very, very clear and very simple when they said, look, this is a clean CR. We're not trying to do anything extra.
Right.
You shouldn't either. And so once that was very, very clear, and when the House passed it with agreement, bipartisan, that, to me, that was it. The Republicans did everything they were supposed to do. And then the Democrats in the Senate, led by Chucky Schumer, they're the ones that pulled the plug on that. And so, yeah, I think rightfully they're going to be assigned the majority of the blame, absolutely rightfully, which is rare in the world we live in with the, you know, the bias that's in the media. By the way, U.S. military forces launched attacks on four vessels operated by narco-terrorist smugglers transiting through a known trafficking route in Eastern Pacific Ocean, according to Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. The kinetic strikes occurred on Monday, resulted in a total of 14 terrorists killed. Social media posts on X, Hegseth indicated that the strikes on the four vessels involved three separate strikes carried out at the direction of the president. And yeah, and I mentioned this earlier, that Congressman Jamie Raskin said the Trump's administration military strikes on alleged drug boats were a lawless operation.
Wow.
No, I thought, yeah, drug boats, a lawless operation, drugs getting into America is not, oh, they could harm our people. They're literally killing them. We know that. Averaging about 100,000 a year. I mean, if you add up all of the drug deaths over the last 5 years, I think it is about what the American loss was in, I think, World War II.
Aren't you getting tired kind of American representation always seem to be defending the bad guys?
Well, the Democrats, yeah.
Whether it's, you know, a dad from Maryland or, you know, these narco-terrorists out here on these boats. It's like, who do you represent? What is your problem? Are they voting for you? Are they paying you off? What's the deal?
Well, it's the same thing with, you know, why did you give CDL licenses to illegals that can't even speak the language? Gee, how could that come back to bite you?
Well, and I love that a listener kind of reiterated the other day, okay, yeah, it's wrong to give CDL driver's licenses to these people. How about everyday regular driver's license? But we do it. What, that's as crazy anyway. I mean, what? Because it's not a big rig. It's not dangerous.
There's a CDL is there's something to it. I mean, you got to you studied a little book when you were a kid. You know, to get a regular driver's license, the CDL test is much more extensive, as it should be.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand English, I don't know how you're going to get through that. If you don't understand street signs, like the caller said, and you said, I don't want you driving at all, let alone 70,000-pound big rig.
Not at all.
That's crazy. All right. So here's the deal. Finally, the Republicans, as soon as they can, have introduced legislation that would combat the number of illegal aliens operating commercial trucks in the U.S. Allowing illegal aliens to operate commercial trucks on our roads is reckless, dangerous, and unacceptable, says Congresswoman Mary Miller, Republican out of Illinois, who introduced the Stop Aliens from Evading Driving Laws, SAFE. Get it?
Ah, okay.
The SAFE Act. She actually put that together way back in September. This would bar federal funds to any state that issues licenses to illegal aliens and hold states accountable for the commercial driver's licenses issued in the state, as well as directing federal officials to maintain a public compliance database that tracks every state. My Safe Driving Laws Act will enforce accountability by cutting off federal transportation funds to any state that hands out CDLs or standard driver's licenses to illegal aliens or fails to share immigration enforcement data with federal authorities. Ooh, I wonder if she's not going to get blowback in her own state.
Mm-hmm.
The governor there, Pritzker, the mayor of Chicago, both outspoken in defense of providing sanctuary for illegal aliens. In September, the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, said it would remove nearly 200,000 illegal foreign drivers from the highways. 200,000.
Why are they there?
Yeah.
Why do states let this happen?
Illegal aliens driving trucks became a focal point when Harjinder Singh, an Indian national living unlawfully in the U.S., allegedly took an unlawful U-turn, took an unlawful U-turn on a Florida highway, killing three people in a car that smashed into his tractor trailer. And on Tuesday, Jasinpreet Singh, another illegal Indian migrant, allegedly drove into multiple vehicles on a California highway.
We saw both videos. It's not alleged.
No, and the second video, apparently it turns out that that driver was under the influence of drugs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and they don't...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. 628 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, we've got some great guests coming up, including Congresswoman Kat Kamick. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurricane Melissa still churning. Hitting Cuba now. 6:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Hey, never miss a minute of the show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Hurricane Melissa devastated Jamaica, now hammering at Cuba. 115-mile-an-hour winds still at this point. That's 5 a.m. numbers. We'll get some new ones at 8. But that's the story there. It is moving a little faster than it had been. It's now moving northeast at 12 miles an hour. Yeah, this thing chased more than 700,000 people in Cuba into evacuation shelters. And meanwhile, getting information out of Jamaica has been difficult. Like I say, at daybreak, you're probably going to see a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And Melissa is apparently far from over. Fierce winds, torrential rains across Cuba, and then it'll enter the warm Caribbean waters on its path to the Bahamas. And Melissa bringing hurricane force winds, life-threatening storm surge, flooding rainfall. Southeastern Bahamas could face storm surge as high as 5 to 8 feet. Turks and Caicos could experience storm surge as high as 2 to 4 feet. Both of them.
Wow.
The Turks and the Caicos.
That's a lot of water then.
Yeah. No, it's serious business, and we do hope for the best. And thanks to Radiant Credit Union for another tropical weather update. All right, we got the government shut down day 29 and counting. What's the issue here? Of course, it's the Democrats holding it up.
Yep.
Democrats shut down the government because they fear far-left activists, so says House Speaker Mike Johnson. This was a press conference that was held yesterday. He pointed out that House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat out of New York, who has continued to blame Republicans for the shutdown, endorsed socialist Zohran Mamdani for mayor in New York City, referring to it as an illustration of what we're facing here. Johnson explained, the Democrats right now, their fear is from far-left activists. Yep. Mm-hmm. More than they fear, air traffic controllers, border patrol agents, American service members, and so many others missing their paychecks.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, yeah. J.D. Vance, the vice president, confirms that U.S. troops will be paid during the shutdown. So taking care of business there, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
They fear the Marxist insurgents like Mamdani more than they fear families and children going hungry from lapsed benefits. They keep food on their tables, and they also fear losing, quote, their own political positions next November if they don't appease the angry far-left base right now. And they will appease that base at any cost, no matter how much pain is inflicted. In fact, they've said in their own words, this gets better for us day by day. That's true. How does it get better? Because they're proving to the angry far-left base in their party that they will prioritize them over the American people. And he said, concluding, that it is profound fear in the Democrat Party driving them to keep the government shuttered, not principle or policy.
Don't you wish that we knew real numbers of Democrat voters? How many are a whole lot more moderate than these wackadoodle far lefties that they're listening to? Because is it because they're the squeaky wheel? Is it because they feel their influence? Are they going to be, like, you know, trying to replace them in the upcoming elections? If the average Democrat voter isn't there, then the numbers aren't there. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
know.
I don't think they're there. Like,
I
some would call a lot of these issues, you know, 80-20 issues.
Yeah.
You know, energy, 80-20 issue, women in males and women's sports, you know, an 80-20 issue. Crime, 80-20 issue. But, yeah, I don't see how it benefits the Democrats to kowtow to the furthest left amongst them. But now you ask, you know, why? Because the far left wackadoodles, they're the ones that have this real strong desire for this kind of power. And it's even different than, like, a Chuck Schumer wants power.
Yeah,
it is. It's they have this a deeper agenda to change America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, used to be Democrats and Republicans. You know, they wanted basically the same thing. They wanted Americans to do well, for the country to do well, to provide for our defense, to keep crime low, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the mechanism and policies to go about that differed, sometimes slightly, sometimes on a larger scale. But that is so different now. These far left folks, they're fanatics, and they want to fundamentally change the United States of America. That's different than making America the best it can be,
right,
the best version of ourselves, accentuating the positive, working on the negatives. Nope. No, they want to change it. And they're blinded by their own agenda, many of them.
But it's such a socialist push. You wish that the Democrats would stand up and go, no, that's not the America we love. And that's the 20%. But they won't do it.
Well, and here's what's going to happen, you know, as we get closer to, you know, the presidential race in 2028, you're going to see a possibility that some moderate Democrats may kind of rise up and they will get the grassroots support of the people that, like, we're thinking about, that, that we know, oh, yeah, lifelong Democrat, yeah, but you're not that lefty wacko weirdo. Why you keep voting for him? Somebody will rise up. But they'll be hammered down by the DNC, because the DNC will be controlled by the far-left wackadoodles.
Kind of the Fetterman kind of syndrome, we'll call
exactly.
it. Or effects.
Yeah, yeah. They'll hammer down on anybody who appears to be moderate.
Well, you mean normal.
Yeah, they want crazy. They want kooky. They want loony.
Oh, AOC, Mamdani. Bernie.
Check, check, double check.
Okay.
Yep. Checkmate.
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. More on President Trump coming up on 97.3 The Sky. A chill in the air. A wee bit, laddie. Aye, wear your wool. It is 6:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Let's make it an awesome day. We've got a great president. Why not? It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. What are we going to get? About 77 today. It's going to be a little breeze, though, partly cloudy.
Yeah.
So, you know, might be a little cool for you. But then the cool stuff comes in. What are we going to get? High tomorrow, like 70, I think.
Something
and then overnight into Saturday.
Some folks could see 42? Upper 30s, low
upper
40s. 30,
yeah,
depending where you
inland.
Are. Yeah.
Inland, and that's where we are. Mm. We's inland.
That's we's be.
We's inlanders.
Yeah.
So, what do we got going on here? Oh, let's keep up with the president if we can.
Well, hold on. He's always on the move.
Yeah, I woke up about 1:30 this morning. I couldn't fall back asleep. Normal get-up time is for me is like 3:20. And, I couldn't get back to sleep. And then... And I felt bad, and I'm like, you know, I can't go short on sleep. It could impact the show. Mm-hmm. And then I said to myself, what would President Trump do?
Yeah.
He's older than me. He's not complaining. He can operate on 5-6 minutes a night.
Pretty much.
And I still got, 4.5 hours in anyway, I think. Usually it's that 5 hours. That's like the bare minimum. I think I'm right there. But we'll make the best of it. Anyway, it has been a busy 2 days. And it'll be a busy 2 days ahead. President Trump, he arrived South Korea and meeting with Kim Jong-un. That meeting hasn't been worked out on this trip. Now, at one point, he said he would stay longer to meet with him. I'm not sure if that changed. I think we might be operating outside that window at this point. Although I guess you could still say it could be a possibility. But he will definitely be talking to the Chinese President Xi. And he will be speaking at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, the APEC. So that's the big meeting today and the big talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. And so Trump's going to try to schmooze him and get him maybe to take a little bit of a harder line against China.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, China's... You know, they have some inroads there. They're always trying to work. You know, it's the it's like the Greg Cassidy schmooze tour, except it's President Xi.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know,
yeah.
Trying to schmooze his way, and anyway, so Trump's going to talk to his South Korean counterpart, and hopefully they'll come up with a really good and fair trade agreement. It's important that. That we have friends in mm-hmm. that part of the world, like Japan looks like they're like solid on board. I don't think that could be any better, but we got to make sure that South Korea is going to hold strong. And I don't understand why they'd give China the time of day.
I know.
Because
come on.
China's the ones that are always, you know, kicking Kim Jong-un and say, hey.
Uh-huh.
Do some saber rattling, will you?
Yeah.
Get out there, cause some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a constant threat to South Korea all the time, every day.
Yeah. Don't you wish you could be a fly on the wall, though, for the private conversations that Trump has with these world leaders?
I got to tell you, once I saw that Jeff Goldberg movie, I never wanted to be a fly on the wall.
Wow, there's a visual.
But rhetorically.
Yes. Because I'm sure he just puts it out there. I mean.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah. No, President Trump. He does too.
Yeah.
Just probably lays it out in the most... basic terms of look, dude, or Jeanette. I just would love to hear those chats.
Yeah, look at what do you want a future? A future
yes.
that's very capitalistic, more like America and what you presently have?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to go to something that's going to be more steeped in communism? Because.
Yeah, look across the border there, dude.
Yeah, if you're helping China, you're helping communism.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you would have. You know, as beautiful of a country, you know, and as productive. Well, we know you wouldn't, because we saw where communism took over in North Korea. It's like a vast wasteland of darkness. It really is. So anyway, hopefully, and we know the president's going to work hard. The United States and Korea are seeking to modernize the military alliance. The U.S. hopes to, you know, really gain some support for its strategic flexibility approach, is the way it's being termed. And, of course, this has to do with a threat posed by North Korea. And it's South Korea that faces that every day. Who's going to come and help them if there's a problem? It's not going to be China.
Yeah.
And I think that Trump will really kind of hammer that home, and he needs to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Coming up, we've got some great guests, including Congresswoman Kat Kamick. She'll be joining us, and, yeah, we'll have to ask her, hey, any end in sight, you see, for this day 29 government shutdown that we're experiencing right now? We'll ask her about that. Also, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, he's going to be on the 9 o'clock hour. We have to ask him about President Trump and his trade deal on beef with
Argentinians.
That's what I was going to. Why can't I just say
I think you wanted to say Argentina and Argentinians at the same time.
I want
time.
To say Argentine.
Argentine.
Which isn't a thing.
I don't think so.
It could be an amino acid. I think that's arginine. No, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I didn't last through chemistry.
Well,
too much. Yeah, it didn't work out for me.
Yeah, I learned it kind of self-taught.
That's pharmaceuticals are chemistry. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
they are. Yeah,
yeah
they are.
All right, my friends, hang in there, and remember to fall back. And it's easy to fall back Saturday night as you're falling back asleep. Thank you very much. But, yeah, daylight savings time will end. And so Saturday night, early Sunday morning, officially 1 hour back. Got it? All right. 6:56 on a happy hump day, Trump day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.